Hello, Coolabah Joe speaking. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Yes. Yes. No, that's okay. And what services is mum needing? What have you been assessed for? Is there a social support code you've been given? Has my aged care given you a social support code or a transport code? Okay, because for services, my aged care would have assessed mum for wherever service she's needing and then provided her with a referral code. Okay. Right. Okay. Yep. So the only way to do that with Coolabah is to set up a fee for service and then you're paying the full hourly rate, which is $80.60 an hour. That's okay. No, so I can't do anything with my aged care number. It needs to be a referral code. Sorry. Yeah. Even if you called another provider, they would tell you to do the same. Without the referral code, I can't see mum's information on the portal. I can't access it with her AC number. Yep. 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 No, definitely not. I can't see any of mum's information with the AC number. It has to be a referral code. Unless she's already an existing client with Coolabah, I can't see mum's information. See, even if I called up my aged care now with mum's AC number, if you give it to me, they won't provide me with any information unless mum was sitting with me. So setting up a fee for service. So once mum's been assessed for the social support code, Coolabah can help with that, and then we would charge $10.50 an hour. So there's quite a price difference with the code. Once mum's in the car with a carer, we charge $1.10 per kilometre on top of the $10.50. If you wanted to set up a fee for service, that would be myself or one of my colleagues coming out to see mum, going through all the assessments with her, setting up a fee for service, and that's $80.60 an hour plus GST, and then the $1.10 per kilometre when she's in the car. So it's quite a price difference. So with the social support code, it all depends what my aged care's assessed mum for. They may put NA, which means mum can have that service how often she's needing it. So it's a scheduled service. Yeah, the fee for service. Yeah, so it's a scheduled service. So say if mum's needing a service on a Monday to take her to a medical appointment, it's not really a call up and book in the service when needed. It needs to be scheduled into the roster. So if mum chose to have a service on a Monday at 10 o'clock, she would have that fixed time with a permanent worker on that week or fortnight. That carer would come in. Yep. That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Lovely. Yep. Okay. Okay. For next Tuesday, this isn't going to be all set up. I'm actually working from home this week and we're quite short-staffed in the office. The earliest I would get out to see mum is early next week. I would have to go through all her assessments and then make up an agreement for her to sign, and then we can commence services. We do need a few days. Yeah, as long as we've got a few days notice and we can see staff availability, then yeah, we can usually find a carer available. So we go through all our assessments. So we go through, I find out about if she's managing her personal care and her mobility, her communication. It's just all cooler buzz. Okay. Yep, lovely. Is DVA able to help with the transport? Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, DVA is usually pretty good. We've got quite a few clients with a DVA card. Yeah. I would definitely get in touch with DVA before going down this route because they're very helpful and they may be able to assist with local appointments. Okay. I care it to be weather. Yeah, DVA should be able to provide this under social support for her. Oh gosh, I'm not too sure. Let me have a little look. Yeah, maybe have a chat with mum to see what number she's got, because she should have the main number there. And just, yeah, if you express your concerns there and just advise that she's needing a carer for her appointments, I'm sure they would be able to provide social support. Yeah, okay, definitely have a chat with them. Can I grab mum's name? No worries. Yeah, see how you go with DVA, and if you're having any difficulties, give me a call back and then we can go down the fee-for-service route. But yeah, I would advise DVA. That's all good. If you get stuck, yeah, just give me a call back. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, and when my aged care is saying to give the AC number, that yeah, providers can't see anything with the AC number. Sorry. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely. And the services they can provide, I would definitely go down that route instead of instead of waiting this way, to be honest. As in Mandarin? Oh, I'm from my accent, I'm Welsh. Ah, okay. Oh, lovely. How you enjoy? You too. Thanks for the call. Bye.